Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 181.
181. You've seen the show.
Once.
Once.
Just
nice.
180.
I like that.
I want to make the transition at least a little.
I like that. It felt like you're a natural fit here.
Synergy. There's synergy going on here.
So if you don't know, this is a show that brings you all the hottest stories that Microsoft is pinging each other about. And we are very pleased to welcome our special guest host this week, Mark DeFalco. Round of applause.
Thank
so, Mark,
you.
Tell us how you landed here on Channel 9, what you do for Channel 9, what does your day look like, and what you do on the weekends.
I'm a developer on Channel 9, so I work on the website proper. I work on some of the events as well, so Build and Tech Ed coming up real soon. I'll be actually out in Madrid for that. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be missing out on
really?
Build.
I'll be in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. We're splitting up the team.
How did that? I didn't get that choice.
No Someone, one offered me to I didn't
Madrid.
Actually get a choice either.
Well, you got the better end of the good side of the wishbone there.
I'm not complaining. Let's put it that way. Some sangria and siestas in my future, so I'll be
in San Francisco. San Francisco is a lovely place. I'm actually excited for Build.
Build will be exciting. Tech Ed Europe will be exciting. There's stuff to go on in either one. Anyway, so I work on the event stuff. I work on Channel 9. On the weekends, I enjoy playing video games.
Okay.
And ultimate frisbee.
There you go.
Some outside, some inside. A little bit of each.
And now, this is not your premier exposure to being on camera at Channel 9. I'm sure that you've been on This Week on Channel 9, right?
Been on This Week on Channel 9 a few times. Did the countdown show for Mix way back when.
Oh, wow.
A couple times. A couple times.
So you're like a professional sub.
I usually get relegated to the Studio B.
Right.
So this
is
a big time
for me. Are you trying to make a breakthrough into like more mainstream Channel 9, like
we'll
everyday
see.
Occurrence?
We'll this see. Every day. So my everyday
this
doesn't.
A good audition for you.
My everyday isn't on camera usually, so
right.
So I only get to dress up like once a week or so.
Oh,
otherwise,
this is dressed up.
Yeah. If there's a collar and you're a developer, you're either interviewing or on camera.
Right.
Even then, sometimes on camera, they're not wearing collars.
I appreciate the formal wear.
Of course.
I forgot mine, but maybe next week. So let's get the show started. All right, Mark, so we would be doing our audience an injustice if we didn't talk about what everybody else is talking about and they're pinging each other about, which is, of course, some people are calling it the Xbox 180. The new vision for the X-Bone.
The X-Bone,
all of these things. Formal announcement was issued by Don Matrick, where they sort of changed some of their thinking about the way Xbox One was gonna land and was gonna be playable and things like that. I'm sure you've read the update.
I have. I believe it's addressing customer concerns.
Oh,
would be
yes.
A good way of putting it. So yeah, there was a lot of feedback in the community. I am a frequent Redditor, so. Read all of those as well. There were some concerns. I think that...
Were you concerned as a gamer?
I mean, I think philosophically maybe, but ultimately, if I plugged it in my apartment, I would have never had a problem with it. Like,
right.
I'm always online. I play MMOs. Like, being part of online... For something like Diablo or StarCraft or
yeah,
those
I mean
things,
this was
like,
a big thing that you had to be you had to connect at least once every 24 hours.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone who doesn't.
You know, there's
connect.
Some scenarios you can think of, like moving to a new apartment or house or something, but that's so infrequent that it would be an inconvenience.
Yeah,
it's not exactly a day to day like.
And I'm sure that there would have been, I would assume, some sort of back end thing where like, hey, if you're not going to be able to get online for
right.
a month. Then, suspend your account or do something,
right,
like, you do with your mail.
Or, and then the part of, because my family's all on the East Coast, actually, back in Jersey. And
yeah.
So the ability to, like, buy a game.
Yeah. New York, though.
Same, whatever.
Not the same.
Being able to buy a game and share it with family across the country was a really cool idea.
Yeah, I was into that. The 10-person family sharing plan, yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of people are concerned about being able to resell their games or share or trade that way. So that's reality now. Basically, it's kind of reverting back to a previous generation paradigm on gaming. You know, your discs are physical, they're tradable, they're your license, so you can do all that. Digital is still a plan, though, so I mean, I'm probably not going to buy any physical games.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like,
maybe
I was
like
excited
a...
about the idea of, using the power of the cloud and this new type of console that really is different and sets itself apart from all the competitors. And I think what we're going for now is sort of a best of both worlds scenario.
Yeah.
So if you want to do this, fine, but for you visionaries out there, we're still going to offer, all of the online services.
I think one of the important things is that since it is mostly software, we've shown through the Xbox 360, that can evolve over time. So I'm feeling like we're going to make this right for launch for a current time. But I think in the future, in this generation of consoles, let's say it lasts another 8 years, we're going to be ready for online.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you, I'm the first to admit, I don't like change. I'm scared of it. And I don't really like it, and it takes me a while to adjust. But I feel like that the Xbox really was taking a step in the right direction. I understand why people get a little like, what do you mean we can't share the games? This is what we're used to, and change is scary. But I think that over time, that the full vision, the original vision, will probably come to fruition, because that's where it's going. It's all going to the cloud anyway. Yeah. And we took a lot of heat as a company. You know, like I started off with the X-Bone, and I don't know if you saw that that Sony made a video on YouTube about how to share games, and essentially it's this.
Yes.
There you go. We've just shared our game. You know, we took a lot of heat. Jimmy Fallon made fun of us. It hurt our feelings.
You know when they say that no marketing is bad marketing or something like that?
No PR is bad PR.
Yeah, it turns out not to be entirely true.
Yeah, I heard about that. But it's good to know that that we as a company are listening. I mean, you know, people think of Microsoft as this just monstrous conglomerate full of machines that you can't break through and no one's actually hearing, you know. Yeah. We're just here to suck up all the money. And then we forget reality is they're listening. They made the changes that you wanted, or whoever wanted, the masses, the vocal minority maybe wanted, and we changed accordingly. So I hope everyone's happy. Are you happy?
I'm happy.
I don't know if Don Matrick is happy.
I feel like he's had a really rough time. I do feel bad for him, for the engineering team. They already had, you know, that push to the end now, and that has significantly changed, I'm sure, their plan for what they were doing. So.
Yeah.
Good luck out there in the studios.
Good luck. If anyone gets a chance, you should read an article, a fake press announcement written by Don Matrick. It's on dorkly.com. We'll link to it here. it's not safe for work in terms of its language, but it is definitely good for laughter. Check it out. All right, Mark, so have you seen the movie Catch Me If You Can?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so the thing here is there's this guy, Frank something or other, who makes counterfeit money.
This is Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Well, I mean, in real life, it's based on a real story. But yeah, it's Leo. He's so dreamy. He really is. Anyway, I digress. He's a fabulous counterfeiter. And at the end, the United States government hires him to help catch other counterfeiters, right?
Right.
And this is now something that Microsoft has done. Like, we've in the past been known to hire hackers as Microsoft employees to, you know, prevent people from hacking into our code.
Yep.
And to make sure that we're strong and secure. And now it seems that we're actually offering a job, or at least payments, not a job, but payment, up to anybody out there in the world who can sort of find security bugs in our code. So you don't even need to come in and go through the interview loop and deal with all that paperwork. You just go ahead and find bugs in is it 8.1?
There's a couple different programs. There's the, I think, one that's like outstanding for however long. That's if you find a new technique to bypass our security, then that's like it's $100,000. Yeah, it's a pretty big money. And I love the term bug bounty, because I immediately imagine kind of like Dog retiring from his TV show and just, you know, sitting on his laptop.
He's the bounty hunter. Yeah, this is great. So you can get $100,000 for that, or you can get $50,000 if you figure out a way to block the security holes.
Right, which
that
I think is really cool. I almost think it should be the other way, like get more money for finding the fix. I mean, that's the
Well,
cool
you do
part.
Both.
Yeah, so you can do both.
You can get $150,000, and this is open to anybody, right?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and then there's a smaller...
Probably not us.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. Otherwise,
I could quit, do this, and make more. But it's probably one off. And then there's another way you can get smaller funds. It's and this is a time constraint bounty. You can get $11,000 a pop. You got 30 days, ready, go, to find security bugs in Windows 8.1.
And IE11.
And IE11.
And those are 11 grand bounties.
Oh, IE11.
Get it?
I didn't get it until just now.
Yeah.
I'm so blonde.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth. How's my hair?
So this is awesome. I mean, I think it's, you know, the question is whether or not people are going to cash in and get the money, or somehow take that. Because if you're smart enough to know how to hack and find the problem, you might want to be a devious person and use it for your own naughty ways.
So usually this is what kind of stems them off from doing that. It's kind of like, well, they have the risk of doing something illegal with it and maybe making some money over it for the long run, or just make money legally and help out everyone.
And I wonder if if I would think if you are one of the person who cashes in maybe for 150 grand, you might get a job offer out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
And Microsoft is going to be like, this might be somebody we want.
We've got tons of people, and yeah, trustworthy computing and, yeah, and penetration testing and all that stuff. That is, yeah, we got tons of people around here.
So if you are able to do this sort of thing, I don't have enough free time. I'm very busy. Otherwise, I would. But if you guys have some free time, I just told you how to get rich real quick. All right, Mark. So the other day, I handed an old phone that I had to a small child. And she held it, and she starts going like this, and nothing was working because it was not a touch device. And she's like, it's broken. I don't understand.
Where did you find a non-touch phone?
At my house. I have these old phones. I happen to do a lot of Windows phone stuff here at Microsoft. You know, I've done phone stuff. I got a lot of old phones. Thought she could play a little game on it, but she's going like this because it's broken, doesn't understand the touchscreen. This is how advanced the children are and our future generations are. It's like they understand the technology at age six.
Yep.
You know, when I was at age six, Play-Doh, right? I don't know. So Microsoft is obviously trying to leverage the future generations. And what we want to do is get the hands of a Surface RT, or get a Surface RT into the hands of young students. I believe they're looking to give the actual device to educators for grades K through 12.
Yep.
So this is young kids.
Yeah.
And get them working on laptops or get them working on the Surface RT and get them accustomed to our technology and used to using apps and just used to, you know, the digital lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, at that age, I remember we had a computer room in my elementary school full of Apple IIe's.
Right.
And that's what we had. And basically it was Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
I believe it was the only thing you could
I took computer class in like seventh grade, but it was typing.
Yeah.
I had
typing class on typewriters.
Yeah, it wasn't learning how to open applications and launch different files. I mean, it's absolutely a great thing, though, and I really hope that they're able to do this. So they're offering it for
$199, it looks like, for K through 12 schools, higher education institutions. Deal isn't live yet. I think it says June 24th, which is coming right around the corner.
And I would imagine that there's got to be some bulk deal, like, oh, I'm going to buy 1,000 of
right,
them.
Right, yeah, you're going to get like one for every student in your school or one for every, yeah. Like, I imagine we can probably, well, you know, do a little deal.
Yeah, I would think so. But it's great because I know even like my daughter's school, they have a few computers in the library, but you know, they're big, they're desktop, they're bulky, they're outdated. And so to get these kids a Surface RT and get them used to using the touchscreen in case, you know, not all families have touchscreen devices yet,
except for
their phones. I would think most people have a touchscreen phone, but definitely not a full tablet size or something like that. So it's great, and I really hope that educators take advantage of this. And we'll post a link next to this video as to how you can learn more about it, and tune in to the announcement on June 24th.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody knows social networking is the here, the now, the everything. It's what we're all about these days. But what you may not know is that Microsoft has a little social network called Social. S-O.C-L.
SoCal.
I wish it was SoCal, because I would go do an in report on it in SoCal. But it's not. It's called Social. And they've recently announced a bunch of really cool updates. So before, maybe you weren't willing to spend your time over there in Social. But now, there's actually some really cool things. So there's sort of an instant meme generator thing where you type in any word you want. It's called Pictotail. So you type in any word you want, and it will pull up a picture for you relevant to that thing, and then automatically caption it for you, which is cute,
yeah,
you know, in case you don't have some sort of like Paint or Photoshop program to do that for you. Plus, it's fun to type in the word, and then you can just click through the various images. Like if you type in stupid dog or whatever, you know, click through all the pictures of stupid dog until you find the one you want. Interesting, but what I really like is the new Blink.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I use Blink on my Windows phone as a burst capture photography.
Yeah.
So it takes like 20 shots at once. When your kid is moving, your dog is doing whatever, you get that one perfect frame and you don't have to miss it. But now Blink actually helps you create animated GIFs, right? Which is what people are filling up the homepage of Social with. But it's so easy. It's never been this easy before. Like you literally point your phone, your Windows phone, at Mark. Mark does something funny. You know, hit stop recording, and it creates an animated GIF from you that you can share, and it's got a unique URL.
And it's got kind of a couple different features too. Like you can only focus on one object that's moving, and like still the rest of the screen. So they have a cool little demo of like two siblings, one moves and the other moves. They have little like animations.
Really cool stuff. If I sent that video to my mother, her, she'd be like, oh my god, you're a genius.
You can create animation loops. Literally, if you go to the Sokol website. it is just a huge screen of animated GIFs. It's actually quite awesome. We're talking about, you know, technology advancing, small touch screens and everything. We've relegated back to animated GIFs.
But it's so fun. This is something we can all do. And you know, somebody told me a joke earlier where it's like, you know, people would laugh if they knew we had this little device in our pocket that has access to every piece of information ever known by man. But we use it to take pictures of our cats.
Yes. I don't even like cats, and I have like a library of pictures of cats I keep on Skype.
You've got to. So now we still have all that technology and all that amazing things we can do with our computers. But look, GIFs.
Now, if we could only get sound on some moving pictures, then that would be the pinnacle of the internet.
I'm sure that's coming in the next social update. There's a couple other cool updates. There's the collage feature, which of course lets you pick your pictures and create a collage, or you can create a collage out of searched imagery. There's a video party where you can actually pull all the videos about Mark DeFalco and put it in a little package and send it off to your friends and have a viewing party.
Nice.
We could do that this weekend in between Ultimate Frisbee. I'm just saying. It's really cool. I think it's probably one of the more unique forms of social networking out there, you know, because it really separates itself in this sort of creative makers, you know, space where everything else is just like a report. Here's like, let me create stuff.
Yeah, I feel like most social networks go from the like biography of myself, here's my page, everything about me, and social is a bit more of like a playpen.
Yeah.
And it's a way of our Microsoft Research publishes a bunch of cool stuff on there. And it really is. It's like, let's play with new ways of generating content, of new ways of kind of putting things out there.
Yeah, and new ways to express yourself. So just rather than the status update, you know, you can make an animated GIF of whatever it is that you're doing right there and post that. It's just, it's really fun. If you're not even into the social networking aspect of it, go in and just check out the tools. Because there's just some really fun stuff, and it's exciting to see the creativity that comes out when people, you know, are given these simple tools.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
And you can log in with a Facebook account or your Microsoft account, so it's pretty low barrier of entry. You kind of just go in, tap in.
I mean, it's from Microsoft Research. It's from Fuse Labs. These people are constantly doing cool stuff. We have an event called TechFest every year, and I always go and check out all the really cool stuff that Microsoft Research is working on, and like some of it, you know, turns into products or parts of products later, and some of it I never see. And excited to see this now, because actually this the Blink animated GIF was a project called Cliplets that I interviewed years ago, and I was like, this is so cool, and now here it is. I feel like I was a part of it.
Long way coming, finally here, and now we can again watch animated pictures of cats.
Yes. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Anytime. Don't say that, because we might have you back all the time. Paul is out of the country. Anytime, we have a question for you. We want to hear what your thoughts are on the changes that Xbox has made to their new system, Xbox One, whether or not you care, or whether or not you were upset by their original game plan, you're psyched they changed it, or you don't really care and you just want to make animated GIFs. Either way, we want to hear. You can always follow me on Twitter, at Elfoy, and this guy...
At Mark DeFalco.
At Mark DeFalco. Is that Mark with a K?
With a K, yeah.
Mark with a K.
The right way.
And we'll see you next week.